This recording, Scotland 18, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much neater for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see this in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office which made her feel unsanitary and made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force for her to trap her. Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not too fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah would be able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She then remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that the course of the treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying that much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it would be a fair price for a cure. I was born in Glasgow, but I live outside Glasgow in a small area called Lennox Town. There's mountains all around me and there's like just farmers and we get our milk from the farmer that lives beside us along with our eggs. We only have one shop in Lennox Town, which is the Co-op, which sells like your basic groceries like bread, cheese, crisps or whatever you want like from there. And then we have a butcher's and then one hairdresser that's never open. I went to Kilsyth Academy, which was my high school. Places round about me are Kilsyth, Kirkintilloch, Lennox Town where I'm from, Cumbernauld, and Glasgow, which is the nearest city to me. My family are all Scottish, like my mum's Scottish and my dad's Scottish. So I'm like pure Scottish, except my granddad was born in Ireland and he came over and married my gran. So I have a little bit of Irish in me. I was born and like raised with like Scottish heritage. Like I celebrate like Hogmanay, which is the new year we have. Very like traditional Scottish, so I was brought up with like Scottish food. In Scotland we tend to use like sounds like loch, which people say loch, and it's not because it's loch. So we kind of use the back of our throat a lot. to speak. We also tend to speak really fast because it's just the way everyone is. Like, this is really slow speaking. But back home, you'd probably be speaking about this time all the time, like that speed.